Texte numéro 56. No jobs, young graduates make their own. In October, Scott Gerber started the Young Entrepreneur Council to create a shift from a resume-driven society to one where people create their own jobs, he says. The jobs are going to come from the entrepreneurial level. The council consists of 80-plus business owners across the country, ages 17 to 33. Members include Scott Becker, 23, co-founder of Invite Media, an advertising technology firm recently acquired by a Google unit. Lauren Berger, 26, founder of the Intern Queen, a site that connects college students with internships. Aaron Patzer, the 30-year-old who sold Mint.com to Intuit for $170 million, and Josh Weinstein, 24, who started collegeonly.com, a social networking site that is backed by a PayPal founder. The council, which has applied for non-profit status, serves as a help desk and mentoring hotline for individual entrepreneurs. People can also submit questions on subjects like marketing, publicity, and technology. And each month, a group of council members will answer 30 to 40 of them in business publications like the Wall Street Journal and American Express Open Forum and on dozens of small business websites. Council members assert that young people can start businesses even if they have little or no money or experience. But whether those startups last is another matter. Roughly half of all new businesses fail within the first 5 years, according to federal data. And the entrepreneurial life is notoriously filled with risks, stresses, and sacrifices. The lesson may be that entrepreneurship can be a viable career path, not a renegade choice, especially since the promise of go to college, get good grades, and then get a job isn't working the way it once did. The new reality has forced a whole generation to redefine what a stable job is. Mr. Gerber argues that the tools to become an entrepreneur are more accessible than they've ever been. Thanks to the internet, there are fewer upfront costs. A business owner can build a website, host conference calls, create slide presentations online through a browser, and host live meetings and web seminars, all on a shoestring. Most of the business owners who belong to the council did not need much physical space to start their companies. For the person who wants to start a restaurant, a bakery, an exercise studio, or any other business that requires renting or owning property, the barriers and expenses are still high. Mr. Gerber warns that anyone starting a brick-and-mortar business still faces the same cost barriers they always have, including high rent. He advises young people to start a business that does not require expensive space. Adapted from the New York Times, December 2010.